right, enough talk about the best of the decade. Let's talk about what we have in store for us this weekend. Mike Schultz from the River City's Reader joins us here live in studio, the entertainment editor for that publication and website. Before too long, you'll be doing your best of the year review stuff and Oscar picks and all of that stuff.
Yeah, the next issue is going to be best in theater and music for sure, and then after that, it's movies, and somewhere in there is video games. So yeah, it's all starting to happen.
You starting to review video games?
We got a guy named Luke who reviews for him, and he's a really good writer.
Yeah,
really excellent writer. Yeah, Luke Hamilton, I think is his last name. He's fantastic. So yeah, best in video games coming up too.
You were talking about this off the air before we get to any of the stuff that you bought a DVD. How big is your DVD collection?
It was kind of huge about 4 years ago, and then I just did this mad fire sale where I got rid of a whole bunch of stuff that I just had committed to memory, and it was just taking up space.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I guess I have about 200-ish, I guess.
How many before then? You had the big fire
sale. Man, when I had the fire sale, that would have been 5 years ago, but it would have been about 350-ish. Yeah. Okay. But it just gets ridiculous. It gets to be like salt and pepper shakers after a while. It's like, just stop. Now you've got a problem. You know, you're buying things just to buy them.
Yes.
Things I never watch. So, yeah. Screw that, you know.
Well,
happens.
Let's talk. I'm with you, man. I had a wall of CDs in my house. And I recently just took them down and boxed them up and put them away because I don't know. When's the last time I listened to a CD?
Yeah.
They just take up space.
Yeah. And I'm kind of done buying CDs because it's just, like you said, space in the house I don't have.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and talk about the movies that you saw.
Yeah, definitely.
And future DVD purchases.
Okay.
Perhaps.
I'm not sure there are any of those from the weekend I had. Armored was pretty good. That's the heist flick with Matt Damon and Columbus Short and Lawrence Fishburne, right?
Not
right?
Matt Damon. Matt Dillon.
Did I say that? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Matt Dillon. Yeah, we like him better, I think. It depends.
Matt Damon.
It was good. It was good. It was all 90 minutes. It was punchy. It moved real fast. It was by the director of Vacancy. Do you remember that horror movie that came out a couple years ago? Killings at a Motel type thing. It's good. It's sharp and it's fast and it's over before you know it. Nice little piece of work.
Okay.
I was surprised. Brothers, I saw with Tobey Maguire and Natalie Portman. And
a lot of screaming.
There's a lot of yelling going on. And the problem is that Tobey Maguire, when he yells like Tom Cruise yells. I mean, it's this very high-pitched, shrieky thing that you're like, okay, now you're just irritating me. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sorry that you're traumatized and whatnot, but
now, is the
quieter.
Other brother yelling too?
Ned.
Or is he just like, I don't care if you yell.
Yeah. It's one of those Jake Gyllenhaal performances where it's just like, I'm a little mopey. I'm a little sad. You know. It's okay for a while, but it just gets shrill by the end.
I know you don't watch a lot of the cartoons, but there's a great Family Guy where Jake Gyllenhaal and Maggie Gyllenhaal are sitting arguing at a table. And they're both arguing over which one of them is more off-putting. I'm more off-putting. No, I'm more off-putting. No, I'm more off-putting. And then Mr. Gyllenhaal, the father, comes in the room and goes, kids, you're both just awful. Could be my favorite Gyllenhaal experience.
That's terrible.
You're both just awful.
Do you not like them? I kind of like both of them, to be honest. I could do without Jake more often than not, but I like Maggie Gyllenhaal. I think she's pretty great. Not a big fan? Okay, forget it. All right.
The other,
once Family Guy trashes it, they're off the cool list
forever. Right,
forgot about that.
Okay, so then this movie, yay or nay?
I'd say nay.
Okay.
It means well, but it's just kind of, it's shrill, it's melodramatic. It's a soap opera. It doesn't have to be about the Iraq war at all. This guy could just go missing and whatever.
And come back. Yeah.
And the other thing I saw, I saw Transylvania. I actually sat through Transylvania.
Oh, no.
I was one of five people who sat through Transylvania last
weekend. Was this a cartoon?
No, this was like a horror movie spoof that made, the average was like $250 a theater or something. It was like the lowest grossing movie ever made or something. So it's already gone.
And who spoofed it?
Don't worry about it. I don't know.
Who these people were?
No idea. They've got, I think they've got like websites.
So you're the only person who saw this.
Man, it was ridiculous. Yeah, I kind of felt good for giving them my money. I was like, oh, here you go.
Was it any good?
No. Let's not even talk about it. And then Everybody's Fine, the De Niro going home to see his children.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Movie. Yeah, I kind of wanted it to be worse than it was. It was not bad, but I mean, it was bad, but just not terrible bad.
See, I had
it was
high
embarrassing
hopes.
For
I had
him.
High hopes that it was going to be just really, really
bad. I did too. But
it got some decent reviews.
It got okay reviews and kind of deserved them. It's well done for what it is. I mean, Sam Rockwell's really good. Drew Barrymore's not bad for being Drew Barrymore. Kate Beckinsale's good, but it's just so depressing to see De Niro do this, you know?
When our dead mother made spaghetti, it was magical.
But he has to go and see.
It tasted like butterflies.
All the kids aren't together at one time, right? He's going to see them separately.
He's going to them separately. Yeah, yes. Yeah. They all kind of convene at the finale, of course.
Oh, they do.
But,
okay.
Yeah. But aside from that, it's just one trek after another. It's like the Straight Story. Do you remember that one where the guy rides the lawnmower from Iowa to Wisconsin?
Right.
It's like that without the lawnmower excitement.
Oh,
you know, it's just this.
Without the lawnmower
excitement.
This
very tepid little trip from one place to another. Everyone De Niro meets is very nice and very helpful and very kind. And all of his kids are very sweet and a little bit depressed. And it's like, when is the movie going to start? Please, can we have a little bit of drama? Some leash. So, yeah, it's going to be every grandmother's favorite movie.
So you weren't sure when the movie started.
Yeah, I was just thrilled that it ended. So, okay. Yeah. It's sad.
So nothing really other than
Armored, and it's nothing I want to see again. It's like, that was good.
Okay. All right.
So I'm fine.
Three movies opening today. Now, I'm not familiar with this, but there's a Dave Matthews concert movie.
Yeah, in 3D, no
that's
less.
Weird.
Just to make us buy the glasses again. So, yeah, that's all I know about it. It's opening
and
a showcase.
You can't bring your own in.
You can't bring your own damn glasses. I mean, you can. You're just going to have to buy another pair as well.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, that ain't right.
No, it ain't right.
I need to know what theater that is, because it's going to smell like dope for a week after the show's done. You know that.
Which auditorium is that playing?
Yeah.
I'm here for the contact buzz.
I went to go see Lovely Bones, and it stinks like a hacky sack factory. I don't know what's going on.
So the two legitimate films are what?
Well, we've got Invictus.
Oh, right.
Matt Damon and Morgan Freeman. It's a true account of Nelson Mandela's political work with the captain of South Africa's rugby team. This is directed by Clint Eastwood. God, he's busy for a 90-year-old man.
Right? Man, he just does not rest. All right.
Here's a clip from that sounds awful. Here's a clip from Invictus in theaters today.
You didn't come all this way to hear an old man talk about things that make no sense.
No, please, Mr. President. It makes complete sense to me. On the day of a big match, in the bus on the way to the stadium, nobody talks.
They're all preparing.
But when I think we're ready, I have the bus driver put on a song, and we listen to the words together.
Uh-huh. And what song is that?
I need closure on that anecdote. Uh-huh.
Well, you'll have to buy a ticket,
I guess,
afraid,
so.
Because that's all they felt like giving us.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. Yeah, I guess I'll go see Invictus today. I don't know. Not sure if I'm dreading it or if I'm just, like, not really excited about it.
Oh, it should be fine. Shouldn't it?
You'd think, right? Eastwood rarely goes wrong. But when he does, then we get Changeling, and then you want to kill yourself for 2 hours.
Okay. I want my son!
It is your son. Or at least it looks just like
just take him.
But I want
just
my son!
But it's close enough.
Where's my son at?
It's the same difference.
But it's not my son. I want my son
oh,
back.
Oh, dear God. Just take the kid. That could have been your
now
movie.
Now I want to see it again.
That
thank you,
been
guys.
Your movie.
You're bastards.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman is great in just about everything he does, but here's my problem with Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
And I know
the haircut doesn't look right.
Well, I think
not for Mandela.
I think I'll be able to buy him as Mandela. Hasn't he played Mandela before?
It just feels like it.
He played Winnie Mandela before.
He doesn't like to talk about
it.
Yeah, all right.
Are you sure he didn't play Mandela in a movie?
I'm pretty sure he has not played. Danny Glover has, Sidney Poitier has, but not Morgan Freeman yet.
Ooh, okay. Denzel Washington
played. This was just a matter of time for
Denzel
this to
Washington
happen.
Was Stephen Biko in that movie.
Yes, yes.
Right.
Who
nicely
was done.
Who was Mandela, though?
I don't know if he was even in the film. I don't recall.
Yeah, because he would have been he would have been locked up by the time Biko was locked up.
If he's a character in the film, he's not a major character, I don't think. But I don't know. It's 20 years you're asking.
Yeah,
for, you
right.
know, I don't know.
Well, 30 years.
Okay, and then the other one is?
So, well, September 77 is when the Biko thing went down.
Biko.
Nicely
Biko.
Done.
Biko, because Biko. Also opening today in Quad City Theaters, we have The Princess and the Frog. Now, this is an animated movie from Disney. And can I just say this? It's refreshing to see actual animation, not computer animation.
Yes, especially since about 5 years ago, Disney made the announcement that we were done with the hand-drawn animation forever, like New Coke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like, oh, that's all. That's all you're getting. So, yeah, thank God.
And this is also Disney kind of reaching out to the African-American community because all of their princesses had one thing in common. They weren't black.
Mm.
Now there's an African-American princess, and she's played by
Annika
Noni Rose.
She has a taste for frogs.
Well, kind of. It's a female twist on the traditional fairy tale, and this one takes place in New Orleans. Let's listen to a little bit here from The Princess and the Frog.
One minute, I am a prince, charming and handsome, and then the next thing I know... Wait! I know this story! Yes... Yes, yes, this is exactly the answer. You must kiss me.
Excuse me?
With all those restaurants in the French Quarter, is that the safest place for a frog to be?
Probably not, no. Back to the bayou with you.
My guess is...
I'd hide.
My guess is that that might come up a couple of times.
Yeah, they're smart over
we'll
there.
We'll see. And I think the songs for this were written by the team that's written all those great Disney songs, so...
Randy Newman is doing them, I know for sure.
I'm
I think it's
frog.
Randy Newman and not...
Is it? Watch me hop. Boppity bop.
Randy Newman.
Don't
I'm
cut
pretty
off
sure
my
about
legs.
That.
Drive up.
Living in a swamp.
I'm a frog.
Gonna go over. Kiss the girl.
Nice.
Gonna have a kiss me on my frog mouth. We're living in the South. Princess and the Frog.
Perfect.
Good luck with all that.
Thank you.
Just a couple.
Thank you. Yeah, how about that? Yeah, that's kind of nice. Yeah, nice change of pace.
Emeril Lagasse plays an alligator in this.
That's all right.
I'll buy tickets for that.
Sure.
Just that alone.
Well, there's your frog leg joke.
Right. Bam. The music, Randy Newman.
And then,
wait a minute. Andy Newman and...
Andy or Randy?
It's Andy Newman.
Oh, well,
a new
that
star.
Can't be.
He's responsible for the music in the film. I guess it was going to be Alan Menken, and then they made a change.
Hmm.
So there you go. Mm,
bad blood, I wonder.
Mm. Yeah, because Menken was working on the Enchanted movie. They couldn't have him work on the...
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, anyway,
we'll give it a whirl. Yeah, definitely.
The Dirty Dozen Brass Band's involved. That's all you need to know.
Nice. Okay.
Okay, now we are not going to be here next morning.
Are you not? Or
no, we're doing an afternoon show next week.
Okay.
You're more than...
We're going to be at Uptown for Very Larry Christmas.
Fantastic.
Doing this kind of a
show. Sweet. Have a good
time.
So
I think we're doing some stuff here first, right?
In the afternoon?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we'll coordinate our schedule.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see.
If you can join us in the afternoon, that would be great.
Yeah. It is Avatar Day. Don't forget. Okay. Yeah. You know, that's going to be 4 hours of Cameron fun.
How long is it?
No, I'm kidding. It can't be. It can't possibly be. But his movies are always pretty long, aren't they?
I bet it's 3 hours at least.
I'm betting three. For $500 million. Yeah, 3 hours. I want 3 hours entertainment, damn it.
We'll see. He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader. As always, Mike, thanks for the time.
Thank you, guys.
We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9.